The Arrest of Jesus. Jesus and the disciples leave the city and go to a garden at the Mount of Olives to pray, and he tells them they will desert him tonight. They protest and say they will not, but Jesus says, "It is written in the scripture, 'I will strike the shepherd, and the flock will be scattered.'" Peter tells Jesus he would never desert him, but Jesus says, "I give you my word, before the rooster crows tonight, you will deny that you even know me 3 times. Peter replies, "Even though I have to die with you, I will never disown you." The other disciples join in with Peter, saying they would never disown Jesus too. Jesus prays for the disciples so they will be protected and be able to spread the good news that he gave them. He tells them to stay awake and be on the lookout while he takes Peter, James, and John and goes a short distance to pray. Then Jesus tells the 3 to stay there and keep watch with him. Jesus goes a little farther and drops to the ground in sorrow and prays, "My Father, if it is your will, take away this suffering that is about to happen to me. But even though I don't want to go through this, let your will for me be done." Jesus comes back and wakes Peter and says, "How is it that you 3 were not able to keep watch with me for even 1 hour? Keep watch and pray that you will not fall into temptation. The spirit is willing, but the flesh is weak." 2 times more Jesus goes to pray and comes back to find them sleeping. Finally, he wakes them up and tells them his betrayer is here. Judas comes, and with him, a group of Roman soldiers and some temple guards sent by the chief priests and elders. They arrest Jesus, and the disciples become scared and run away. More information can be found in the book of Matthew, chapter 26, verse 36, also in Mark 14:32, Luke 22:39, and John 18:39.